It is postcast after the Utah Jazz win their fifth straight, coming from behind again to do it. Clutch play rules the day. Great offensive ball movement, and we'll be talking about it all on postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store at 6200 South and 20th East, as well as located at the Gateway, right across from the Children's Museum. All your holiday shopping needs can be taken care of, plus 900 South and 100 West. The Jazz win it tonight over Charlotte, coming from behind. They got the fourth quarter offense done. They got the defense they needed. They just did it in the old kind of clutch way that they've been winning all of these games. And, Ron, what did you see tonight?
Well, I saw some courageous play there by the Jazz, overcoming a guard line that was just on fire there in the first half. And as Joe was saying in that little post-game show, that you have to find ways to slow players down. And I'm glad they made a point to do just that. I mean, make them make some tough shots. I mean, the question I had for him, at 6'8", not the quickest guy in the world, you know, you get tired of just chasing these guys, and that's what it boils down to. But they did a good job in that second half of slowing that speed down.
I think Joe's length is actually a bigger deal than we give him credit for. We all talk about how he's not that great defensively, but he really is, because at 6'8", he causes a lot of people trouble with his length.
And without having the speed, you're absolutely right, because and then you have to, you know, he's been in the league long enough to be smart enough to do certain things out there on the floor just to slow guys down. But he's very effective, that's for sure. End up playing 35 minutes tonight.
The night starts with Rudy Gobert notching 11 points.
I meant 38.
38. Yeah. The night starts with the Jazz starting the night 11 of 10. Rudy Gobert getting 11 points and 10 rebounds in the first quarter, double-double in the first quarter, exploiting the Hornets' defense early in that fashion, and then exploiting the defense differently as the night went on.
It really did. Then it started to open up the three-point shooting for the Jazz, and you can see that Boyan started to get hot. Donovan Mitchell was 1-for-3 from the three-point line, but you can see that Boyan got up 9, Joe Ingles got up 8, and so that really worked, you know, as far as Rudy effectiveness in that first quarter made the things a little easier. Won't say easy, but that's probably the wrong word. But things happened for Boyan, Donovan, and Joe Ingles in the second half.
The biggest number to me tonight, 25 catch and shoot opportunities. If you've been listening to us all year long, there have been certain things we've been talking about. This is the best catch and shoot team in the league. Can they get catch and shoot opportunities? They weren't early in the year. We're beginning to see them get more and more. There's certain ways you can and can't play this defense, frankly, and anyone who tries to trap the ball with us ends up getting exploited, and we did it again. But 25 catch and shoot opportunities is a ton, and to me, and they made 15, which is even better. But this team makes, I mean, I can run down the numbers. The worst catch and shoot guy who takes catch and shoots is Jeff Green at 37%. That's the worst. Everybody else is over 40%. Emmanuel Mudiay is at 25%, but he doesn't take him. He usually drives. So if you start letting the Jazz get these looks, or if the Jazz start getting these looks, they become potent.
Yeah, and that's the nature of this offense. I mean, what they'd like to have. Good ball movement would create something like that. I know I was listening to the head coach of the Hornets before the ball game. That's something he would like to create, even though he has these players and Rozier and Graham that shoot off the dribble coming off screens quite a bit. He's saying he would like to have the ball movement, move the defense from side to side so they can get the same type of shots.
All right, let's go to some of our questions. We are live on Locked On Live on Facebook, as well as Twitch and YouTube. We are live on Locked On Sports on Periscope, from Periscope. Will the bench play where our starters out come playoff time? Our starters are rolling a heavy load right now, 36, 35, 37, 39, 35 minutes tonight. The bench numbers, Ed Davis was minus 12 in the first half, did not play in the second half. George Niang was minus 10. Jeff Green was minus 7. Emmanuel Mudiay is playing 21 minutes, was great. Without Mike Conley, without Mike Conley, it is a legitimate concern of how much our starters are having to play right now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because if Conley was there, then that means Mudiay and Conley are going to share some minutes. Mudiay, I think, is going to demand a few more minutes here as the season goes on, especially if he plays the way he's playing right now. But that type of minutes, the Jazz can't survive. I mean, all of those guys that played 35 and 36 minutes, they got to take at least 4 or 5 minutes off of those minutes by the end of the year.
You know, you'd hope you start blowing some people out as the year goes on, and so that's how you get your 30-minute nights. But if you're getting outscored by 10 or 12 points every time you go to the bench, you can't blow anyone out. Yeah. So then you don't get those blowout minutes. That's the real problem. Matt James says, play the rookies, play Exum. It's so much more complicated than that. There was a big move by Quinn tonight where he played Tony Bradley in the second half, and Tony was played 2 minutes and got four fouls and committed two turnovers on offensive fouls. And the problem you have, frankly, is if you're going to sit a 10-year-plus veteran, you have to be right. Yeah. You can't be yo-yoing those kind of guys in and out. So this was a huge opportunity for Tony. I'm not sure he quite, you know, grasped the opportunity. I mean, he only played 2 minutes and 54 seconds, but he also committed five fouls. So that's a little tough.
Well, hopefully he will continue to get a shot at this. He's worked very, very hard. You know, you would like to think that he deserves a shot and not just one game or two games, maybe a stretch of 10 games or something like that to see if he improves. And because you're out there trying not to make mistakes, and that's when you make mistakes. And you're trying to do some things to help your teammate get open. He picked up the first foul he picked up was a moving screen. And, you know, it takes time. And he's been working very, very hard. Hopefully he gets a shot at it, though.
Interesting enough, he was plus four. We'll just take the plus four on the out of the bench at this point, frankly. Rudy, great in offense and defense. Emmanuel and Royce, great. Great win for the Jazz at Charlotte. Another come from behind from Periscope over at Facebook. Why are the Jazz so bad? We've won five in a row, people. Why are the Jazz so bad in transition? Fast break points tonight at one point was 11-0. It finished out being 15-3. We do live in the half court. We do not get out and run. We only had three fast break opportunities. We are the team that plays the least amount of fast break and the most amount of half court. That is something, frankly, as much as we've won five in a row, and Rob is right, that's something that we've got to swing a little bit the other way.
It's amazing. You listen to the pregame coaches and what they're concerned with, and the biggest thing that they're concerned with is the Jazz half-court offense. I mean, he said that they wanted to be better than the Jazz in the half-court. They knew they could run. They knew they had the guards to get up and down the floor, but we need to be better than the Jazz in the half-court, and that's awfully difficult to do.
Well, the Jazz shoot 50% from three in the half court. I mean, it's kind of – there's a little bit of this, hey, our offensive rating was probably a 120-plus tonight. So we can complain that you need to be in transition more, but when you're executing at this level in the half court, you get 25 catch and shoots, you end up shooting 17 of 34 from three, then you end up living in the half court. And frankly, I do think there's something to – the more we play in the half court, the better we are defensively, because we wear you out offensively and we wear you down as the game goes on. When we're out running a lot, I feel like we get suckered into the running game, and then we're not as good defensively.
Well, I kind of like pushing the ball up the floor. So even if we work the half-court game as much as you like, I like pushing the ball up the floor because I like that extra 2 or 3 seconds you have, especially the way the Jazz like to use the half-court game. You know, so when they walk the ball up the floor and they barely get it over the timeline with 16 seconds on the clock, they get into the offense maybe at 13. You know, that's for the type of ball movement they'd like to use. I'd like to have those extra 2 or 3 seconds by pushing the ball up the floor a little more.
Well, our last two people say, one on Facebook says, can't argue five wins in a row, and one on Periscope says five in a row against 500 or minus teams. Well,
if you lose those, then what? You know.
So, the Jazz are 18-11 at this point. I think that what you have to look at, I think you can see noticeable signs of them getting better. I don't think you should go say that they're won five in a row and there's nothing wrong, and just decide that nothing needs to be fixed or get better. But I also would say you've won five in a row. The Lakers, the Clippers, maybe the Rockets and Nuggets are a notch above. We're at that next spot, and we're going to work our way up that ladder.
Okay, but the Lakers at Denver, Lakers are what, 20? And they had played up until they lost to Milwaukee. I think they had a very high number of games that they had played, beaten teams that had won to 500.
They won their nine in a row, and everybody went nuts. Every single, I think, or whatever, 11, every single one of their win streak games was below 500 teams. Yeah. So everybody seemed to be fine with that. You got to win these games, and yeah, the Jazz did it. That is Postcast. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night.